Cyber Monday is certainly growing in popularity, and people are using different methods to order things online. Maybe they're in a coffee shop with public Wi-Fi. Maybe they're using their phones. Maybe they're on their home computer that has tight security. What tips do you have for people who are getting ready to do their holiday shopping and might be looking at different platforms to do it?
Well, I'd say first, kind of making sure you're going to the correct places. People who try to steal your information, try to pretend to be brands you're familiar with. If you want to go shop on Amazon, go to your computer web browser, type Amazon.com. And the same is true for apps in the Play Store, the App Store for iPhones is, you know, always be wary of things being advertised over email or text messages, making sure you're going to reliable ones here. Just in the week before Thanksgiving, we've identified a few hundred malicious applications in the Play Store, the App Store that are exist really for the purposes of trying to steal credit card information or other personal data. So making sure you're going to the actual brands you trust instead of somebody pretending to be those brands.
Should people avoid purchasing on public Wi-Fi, for example?
Well, you know, if you're a normal person making purchases every day, you know, with phones and a lot of applications out there building encryption, you're relatively safe. And when people think of, you know, public Wi-Fi is, you know, people can be snooping, well, encryption defeats that. Pay attention to warnings you may get on your phone or on your laptop saying this connection may not be secure, especially if you've never seen it before going to whatever popular shopping site you go to. Your computer will give you hints that something is up. And odds are, if you're in a coffee shop on a public Wi-Fi, you know, five other people next to you are going to be having the same problem. If you're all having problems simultaneously, somebody's doing something bad, go talk to the cashier and go do your shopping elsewhere. But by and large, for you know, everyday consumers, it's safe enough for purchases of shopping or I know a lot of stores will use apps to do purchases for your Starbucks or however. That's safe enough.
A lot of people are saving their credit card information so they don't have to put it in every time they log in. Is that safe? Is that secure?
If it's on your device, it's safe. Certainly because, you know, avoiding remembering that as long as you don't lose the device or to be honest, you know, my concern of doing it with my phone is my kids making purchases. I'm an iPhone user, so I can speak probably more intelligently about Apple. They do a lot of things to keep that information secure. And certainly it's beats, you know, being in a coffee shop somewhere fumbling with a credit card or, you know, entering that on a web browser that people are looking over your shoulder for.
I know there's some companies that you have to remember maybe one password and then they'll remember all of your passwords sort of in the cloud. Is that a good idea?
I think so, because it really encourages people to do strong passwords, right? You know, I'm trying to think of how many different accounts I have at various websites all over the place. It's certainly in the hundreds. It's maybe even in the thousands. There's no way you're going to remember strong passwords for all of that. So getting a good, reputable password manager. I personally use LastPass. Don't take that as an endorsement. Go do your own research where you can have the strong passwords out there so that if somebody breaches a website or whatever, they're not going to be able to use that. And more importantly, you'll have unique passwords for everything because it'll be an auto generator. You never have to worry about it or remember it. You know, we know from computer science and a lot of things that human beings are not good at remembering strong passwords. They'll reuse passwords everywhere, and that's where you get into real danger. If you use a password manager, you can get around a lot of that problem as long as you're using a reputable one.
With the holidays, sometimes offices and places take collections. What would be a safe and secure way to do the modern equivalent of wiring money?
Well, I mean, PayPal, Venmo, there's a handful of things that more cater towards charity, GoFundMe and a couple of others like that, that certainly can be used. My concern with that is making sure that you're donating to reputable charities where the money is actually going to what you think it is. Right now with, you know, in the previous week and what's going on in California with wildfires, we often see kind of fraudulent charities crop up that really try to redirect philanthropic money towards to scammers. So certainly I'm more concerned about in those things of how to make sure the money is going to the people most in need. And again, using reputable charities and philanthropic efforts that you're probably already aware of. But, you know, Venmo and PayPal and GoFundMe, there are a variety of ways that all do things relatively securely, as long as, again, you know, you have a good password to those services. If I get your Venmo account, then I can send money out at will. And that's obviously unideal.
Any other tips that you would have as people make more transactions online over the holidays?
Well, certainly, you know, be aware of communications. You know, a lot of what we see in the Christmas holidays is gift card scams and that kind of thing. If something is too good to be true, it probably is. You know, be aware of tiny little details is, you know, scammers will use small typos and various other tricks to make you think you're going someplace safe. But certainly be wary. But also don't be overly concerned if your credit card gets compromised, your debit card. That happens, and there may be nothing that you could have done to prevent it. You know, just this past week, my wife's debit card got compromised. I work in cybersecurity for a living. It happens to me because I can only protect what I do. But, you know, pay attention to credit card banking statements. Call in and just say, hey, these aren't me, and be proactive about it. You're not going to be liable for the charges so that you can, you know, get a new card sent out with a minimal disruption to your life out there. But just be attention to small clues, small typos and things that don't make sense. You know, our phones and our computers will tell us if something's wrong. It may not necessarily be the most user-friendly way, but usually there's hints if you're paying attention. So pay attention to those that and prevent yourself from being a victim of a variety of scams that happen over the holiday season.